back to the second half of the Polyrock Radio Special.
Said something to me one time. He said, you know, I really love a lot of rock bands. And he says, but isn't it funny when you start to get so big that you go out on tour and you look in the first three rows and all you see is like 16-year-old kids. And he says, you know, and I know you people and that's not really who you're making your music for. Doesn't that sort of bother you? Well, yeah, if that's the extent of who you're getting it out to and that's not... If that's what you originally tried to do, then that's fine. But the people I would like to get my music across to the most is the people who truly understand it. It's kind of bad when you're doing something and it's real specific and it has a lot of detail to it and there's a lot of maybe conceptual places it's coming from, and the audience really doesn't understand those things, and maybe they understand the package, you know, the new wave package or whatever, but you like to think that people are understanding where you're coming from and know your influences and know where you're taking off from.
Thank you.
there's a lot of energy that's going into the music, and there's a lot of different things that are happening live. But when you go to put it on a record, you might not get that. You know, it's a very specific type of things you really want to get out in everything. You want the bass to be exactly like this and exactly like that. You know, some people will say a commercial song can be a hit. It doesn't matter how it's mixed or how it's recorded, really. It has a lot of play because as long as the lyrics are there, the hooks are there, it can be. But I think that when I write, I'm trying to capture a certain feeling, and everything really means a lot for that song to come off. The tonality of the instruments, the way they're mic'd, you know, the feel of the whole thing. And in that way, we've matured where we have a better grasp of how to harness the technology. I like to dance, and I like to move on stage. But I think that a lot of things that are happening in the music right now, the so-called new wave music or whatever, I think that it's getting too centered around that, the dance sort of thing. And it's sort of getting, you know, homogenized the way disco was. A lot of the English bands, I hear that same sound coming over. But I don't, when I sit down and write or we sit down and create something, it's not an issue to make it danceable. There's a song called Changing Hearts. It's sort of about somebody going through these different emotions, you know, wondering exactly what they want to do. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. You could even be a scientist or a doctor or anything, you know, or work in an office. You're always faced with that decision of working for something that you know you really don't believe in, or you really don't like what it represents. But maybe that makes more money for you, or maybe that is the American way, and that can be successful. And then there's also the other thing where you may not make as much money, or you may not be as accepted, but you know that that's where you'll be happier, or you might not be as understood there, but you know you'll be happier. Run, run, run. Dream proof. I think there's a sensibility that goes through our music. It's in every song, no matter what we use, you know. So I could say one song has maybe a rumba beat or a very, like, Latin beat. And then one song has that pulse. And one song has a Western feel. And then another song has a heavy metal feel. That's the variations in that type of thing. There's variation on the record in those different feels, you know, the rock mode, country western mode, these different modes. But I think that our style sort of runs right through that. And it's in every song.
Hope you've enjoyed this Polyrock Radio special. A note of thanks goes to RCA Records for making this show possible. This program is produced by Thirsty Ear Productions. Have a good day.